I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A number of law enforcement retirees will see a cost of living increase for the first time in over 10 years. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has details of the vote to increase the benefit.
The Municipal Police Employees Retirement System announces the first permanent cost of living adjustment for retirees in more than a decade. Ben Huxon, Chief Advisor to the Commissioner of Administration, says the increase will begin November 1st.
Their benefits will be permanently increased by 3%, and they're going to pay for this through excess interest earnings.
The Board of Trustees voted unanimously to approve the 3% increase at its monthly meeting. The last permanent cost of living adjustment was made in January 2002. Huxon says after more than 12 years, this increase is very important.
You have retirees, surviving spouses, and disabled members of the system as well.
Huxon says they don't have any definite numbers yet, but he estimates the adjustment will help 4,400 to 4,500 recipients in the system. Eligible members will receive a minimum increase of $20 per month. Huxon says the increase will definitely be welcomed by all. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
A state district judge is deciding whether to issue an injunction against the enforcement of a last-minute retirement hike that lawmakers gave to the state police superintendent. State Senator Dan Clater, a Baton Rouge Republican, filed a lawsuit challenging the pension change that gave enhanced benefits to Colonel Mike Edmondson and a 32-year trooper in Houma. Clater's lawsuit says the change was unconstitutional because it wasn't properly passed by lawmakers. After receiving the lawsuit, Judge Janice Clark issued a restraining order against the retirement increase until she holds a hearing on the matter later today. No one appears to be willing to defend the law, so an injunction appears likely. Governor Bobby Jindal's office and the State Police Retirement System Board have said that their lawyers won't seek to stop the injunction. Republicans say U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu fell short of her pledge to review all her taxpayer-funded private charter flights to make sure they complied with the law. The Democratic senator seeking re-election on the November ballot released a review of flights dating back to February of 2002. Republicans, including Landrieu opponent U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy, say the three-term incumbent cherry-picked what she chose to release. They question why she didn't comb through flights from her first 6 years in Congress. Landrieu says her campaign reimbursed the federal treasury for nearly $34,000 in flight costs involving political fundraisers. Louisiana ranks 12th in the country for having the rudest drivers in the nation. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the latest findings.
Insure.com surveyed 2,000 drivers nationwide to come up with the ranking. They consider a rude driver to be one that weaves in and out of traffic, lays on the horn, or uses the one-finger salute to other drivers. Louisiana came in at number 12 in the study, and they also found that people in Texas hate drivers from Louisiana the most. Idaho finished number one in the ranking for the rudest drivers, while the survey found North Dakota is having the friendliest drivers. Jeff Palermo reporting.